Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The first baseman, Julio Franco. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Pena. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dennis Martinez. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Stanley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Will Cordero. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Dwayne Hosey. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jamie Moyer. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lofton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cordero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lofton moves to second. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Lofton. The throw from Stanley and he is safe. Lofton steals third. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Berga takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bell hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Bell reaches second base with a double. Lofton scores. Berga moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Tommy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cordero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Greenwell hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Pena is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Pena hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Valentin. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vizquel. The throw from Stanley and he is safe. Vizquel steals second. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lofton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lofton bunts in front of the plate. Stanley fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Stanley. Vizquel scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Lofton. The throw from Stanley and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and has Lofton trapped. There's the throw to Nehring and over to Cordero, who tags Lofton for the out. Franco moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There goes Franco. The throw from Stanley and he is safe. Franco steals third. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Berga is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Berga hits a fly ball into center field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. O'Leary hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Martinez. O'Leary moves to second. Will Cordero batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Cordero hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Murray reaches second base with a double. Bell moves to third. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cordero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell scores. Murray moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Hosey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hosey takes first base on ball 4. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verga fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenwell hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Vizquel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lofton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berga is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Berga hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cordero reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nehring is 0-for-1 in the game. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vaughn moves to third. 2 outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. O'Leary is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Leary for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Thome hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Indians. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Peña is 0-for-2 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cordero is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordero hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Hosey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hosey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Doherty now pitching. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vizquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn juggles the ball. That's an error on Vaughn. Vizquel moves to second. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Doherty fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 3 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Berga is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Berga takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 9-0, Indians. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco scoops it up and throws to first, with Martinez covering, for the out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Vaughn strikes out. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. Canseco hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-1, Indians. Tim Nehring batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nehring is 0 for 2 in the game. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cordero fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peña is 0 for 3 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. O'Leary is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Leary hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 9-2, Indians. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cordero is 0 for 2 in the game. Cordero hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Hosey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hosey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hosey takes first base on ball 4. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hosey moves to second. Mike Greenwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Greenwell is 0 for 3 in the game. Greenwell takes first base on ball 4. Hosey moves to third. Valentin moves to second. Jim Poole now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Doherty fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Doherty fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 0 for 4 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Berga is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Berga hits a fly ball into center field. Hosey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wayne Kirby now playing center field. Eric Plunk now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Plunk, and towards Berga, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Nehring is 0 for 3 in the game. Nehring takes first base on ball 4. Troy O'Leary batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. O'Leary is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball towards right. O'Leary settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on O'Leary. Bell moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Murray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-2, Indians. Jeremy Burnett's pinch hits for Manny Ramirez. Jeremy Burnett's is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Burnett's hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murray moves to second. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thome hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Thome reaches second base with a double. Murray scores. Burnett's moves to third. It's 11-2, Indians. Tony Pena is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pena is 0-for-4 in the game. Pena hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burnett scores. Thome scores. It's 13-2, Indians. Brad Pennington now pitching. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Vizquel hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Hosey. Vizquel reaches second base with a double. Pena goes all the way around to score. It's 14-2, Indians. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kirby strikes out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Franco strikes out. 2 outs. Scott Leo's pinch hits for Carlos Berga. Scott Leo's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Leo's hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cordero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Leo's now playing second base. Jeremy Burnett's now playing right field. Alvaro Espinoza now playing shortstop. Paul Shuey now pitching. Milt Kyler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kyler strikes out. 1 out. Reggie Jefferson pinch hits for Will Cordero. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Jefferson reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Hosey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hosey is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hosey strikes out. 2 outs. Esteban Beltre pinch hits for John Valentin. Esteban Beltre is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Beltre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leos fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jefferson moves to third. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Greenwell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 14, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.